It's Wednesday of Holy Week, Spy Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today is the last full day of Lent, Wednesday of Holy Week, also called Spy Wednesday, because Judas slipped away to conspire with the Sanhedrin to betray the Lord. The Roman station is the Liberian Basilica, St. Mary Major, where we were 5 weeks ago. After an apparition of Mary on the 5th of August in 352, a miraculous summer snowfall marked out the plan for a church on the Esquiline Hill. Pope Liberius began the first church nearby. The present basilica is probably the oldest church in the West dedicated to Mary. It was built here by Pope Sixtus III around the time of the Council of Ephesus, which affirmed that Mary is the Mother of God. Mary bore the one divine person of Christ, true God and true man. She isn't the mother of a nature, she's the mother of a person. Therefore, she's Mother of God. In this basilica are the tombs of St. Matthias, the 13th apostle who replaced Judas, and St. Jerome. It also houses a reliquary said to contain 5 pieces of wood from the Holy Manger of Bethlehem. Bernini is buried here in the floor to the left of the altar near the Borghese Chapel, where the Romans' beloved image Salus Populi Romani has been venerated for some 1,400 years. On the opposite side, where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved, is the Sistine Chapel built by Pope Sixtus V for his own burial. Pope Pius V is buried here as well. Also visit the Sforza Chapel, the last work of Michelangelo before his death in 1564. Here once again is the wonderful Father Troadec from Toward Easter. The Church has us read today for the third time since Sunday the account of the Passion, today that according to St. Luke. She also gives us large extracts from the Passion described in advance by the prophet Isaiah. In this beginning of Holy Week, the Church wants to touch our heart in placing before our eyes all that Jesus endured in order to save us. The account of the Passion makes us know not only the intensity of the sufferings of our Lord, but also the mastery over himself that he maintained in the midst of the most painful and the most humiliating outrages. There is no movement of revolt in Jesus. He does not try to escape. We find in him no word of hatred toward his persecutors. He displays heroic fortitude, particularly in rising up after each one of his falls, in spite of his state of total exhaustion, or again in pronouncing his 7 words on the cross, although each time he has to pull himself up to take his breath, which sets off unspeakable suffering in him. Lord Jesus, by thine endurance amidst so many sufferings, thou hast merited for me the grace of resignation and patience in each one of my own trials. Help me not to recoil either when faced with the cross, and teach me to carry it with generosity and confidence every day of my life, in order to share one day in thy glory in heaven. A note from Cardinal Schuster about the prayer over the people at the end of Mass. The blessing over the people is so beautiful that the Church uses this collect during the 3 following days at the conclusion of each hour of the Divine Office. Look down, we beseech thee, upon this thy family, for which our Lord Jesus Christ hesitated not to be delivered up into the hands of wicked men and to undergo the torment of the cross. There is no better way of moving our Heavenly Father to pity for us than by reminding him of the Passion of his only begotten Son, and more especially of the immense love with which he loved us. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo, respice quaesibus Domine super hanc familiam tuam, pro qua Dominus noster Iesus Christus non dubitavit manibus trad innocentium et crucis subire tormentum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.